You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. A state Senate committee has approved legislation that could make it easier for telephone companies to end landline service in Michigan beginning in 2017. The bill that was approved by the panel yesterday includes some changes that supporters say include safeguards to maintain service. State Senator Mike Knopf sponsored the legislation. The Republican from Battle Creek is also the chairman of the Senate Energy and Technology Committee. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Gordon. Thanks for having me.
What are the safeguards that would prevent someone from being without phone service at some time in the future if the phone companies want to get rid of landline service?
Well, when you say landline service, that's where the issue is. Basically, what they want to do is get rid of their mechanical switches and go to our digital or software switches that complete the call. So phone service would still be available, but it'd be over the internet as compared to a mechanical type system where all the lines do is carry a voice signal like old landlines do. What they want to do is be able over that same twisted copper pair of landline coming into your house. They want to be able to offer you internet. They want to be able to offer you voice. They want to be able to offer and stream video. Those are the types of things. In order to make that and allow that to happen over that same copper wire, you have to go to a digital or a software switch that allows that traffic to take place on that basic line. So they're not really leaving landlines. What they want to be able to do is transition to a digital, sort of like we did with TVs where you had the antenna. But now then you had to go and hook up to either cable or get a different digital antenna to be able to get that TV reception again. And that's why we're doing it. That's why we have the 3 years. It's a transition. It's just going to take place. It gives everybody time, including other phone companies, because everybody within 5 years, according to everything I read and what's going on at the federal level, everything will be switching over from analog to digital. Right now, when I say analog, you know, those switching AT&T little brick buildings that are in our neighborhoods? That's where those switches are located. And what they want to do is be able to get rid of them because, you know, we had about 7.5 million voice landline customers in Michigan on, let's say, AT&T's service. That's now down to 2.5 because everybody's switching to wireless and or VoIP services. So with Comcast, with the triple play, you can still get your telephone landline. But in actuality, that's going over the internet. It's a software where it sends the packets of your voice through to complete the call instead of a landline dedicated just to your voice.
But if
that's what the transition is.
If we get to 2017 and someone hears that the phone company in their area wants to, you know, end the current service that they have, what mechanism do they have then to make sure that they're still going to be able to have phone service if they're so concerned about that?
Yep, and we did put something in the bill which says that first of all, you're going to get notified in your bill that you get monthly that hey, they're going to be looking at leaving that service, and. But then that's when they file because they have to get the federal government okay first to do that. So when they file with the federal government, they'll have to tell everybody in that area they would like to vacate. That's what, in fact, they're going to do. And then if the federal government approves that, then they'll get noticed. Excuse me. They'll get noticed again that they got the okay from the federal government. And at that time, if people think they're going to lose their landline, they still want it, they can request the Michigan Public Service Commission to look at that situation, investigate it. In effect, if there are no other providers that will provide it in that area that the customer can go to, the Michigan Public Service Commission can order AT&T that they can't leave that area.
The Senate Energy and Technology Committee yesterday heard from the CEO of Clearrate Communications, which is a company that provides phone and internet services to 40,000 customers throughout Michigan. That company pays AT&T a fee to gain access to that company's lines to provide service to its customers, and they say that this bill could put them out of business. Is there a concern about a lack of competition in 3 or 4 years because of this?
No, right now we don't regulate those interlocal agreements that companies have with each other and the telephony companies. So the particular company you're talking about, they have an interlocal agreement or a contract with AT&T. So that would still be able to, they'd still be able to do that, and that's how they do business today. So nothing's changing in regard to that. They still have to have that agreement company to company that all telephone companies have so they can complete their calls. And if, in fact, the federal government, that's part of their process, that they will review it before they give the okay, They know that the potential is there for that to happen, and I'm sure they'll take that into consideration. The other thing is we do have public comment period where we, the Michigan Public Service Commission, and others, and they can intercede in those things and tell the FCC before they make their decision, because today most of that power rests with federal legislation on those wholesale agreements. We're talking retail with this bill, and the concern they have is the wholesale market, and that's basically coordinated and authorized at the federal level.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. State Senator Mike Knopfs, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Mike Knopfs of Battle Creek is the chairman of the Senate Energy and Technology Committee.